What's up, guys? Welcome to TV Pilot Reviews. Today, we're going to answer the question, should you watch YouTube Premium's Impulse? So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah. I can get down with this. Seriously.
I don't think we've done hard rock before, guys. Ever.
I like it.
It's grungy. Called Impulse.
Yeah.
Who is it by? I don't remember the name, but I can't see the name. Sporadic. By Sporadic. But anyway, welcome guys. Welcome to TV Pilot Reviews again. Today we're going to be reviewing Impulse, which is premiering on YouTube Premium, formerly known as YouTube Red. Before we get into that, I have a great group of panelists. We're missing one person, but that's okay. First we have Sam, who, you know, look, she's lovely. Look
at Hello. Guys, I'm Sam, and yeah, I mean, I think Jeff might pop in at any moment,
yes.
Like teletransporting.
We're still hoping that he comes somehow.
I like that joke. That was good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that completely. Yeah. Anyway, Linda.
Hi, guys. Linda.
Linda is there with us, and I'm D'Angelo. We're going to get into the show. Actually, we'll give him a little summary of what to expect. So first of all, the show just premiered today on YouTube Premium, again, also formerly known as YouTube Red. We'll get into the name change as well, but the show is basically a spiritual sequel of the movie Jumper. It's also based on a book called Impulse of the same name. But before we really get into it and show you our thoughts, we have a trailer for you and want you guys to check it out.
I told you to stop, and you didn't stop.
I know what it feels like to be the new girl in town. Soon turned out how hard it lasts. You have to find other outlets.
Your father is not the person that you think he is.
What you just told me, you can never say to anyone else. In between,
what I find is let go of me!
Something happened, something really strange. Like I lost time.
Favorite thing about that trailer is that it gives us nothing but so much.
Everything.
At the same time.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
That trailer pulled me all the way in.
It pulled me in.
Like
sure.
When you recommended, I was like, "Yep, let's do this."
But I also don't feel like that trailer really explains what it is at all. But that trailer was also awesome, and what the show is was awesome.
Yeah,
I agree. Well, first of all, for our audio listeners, if you didn't get to check out the trailer, please watch it, because I know that was just a bunch of dramatic sounds for you guys, but it is definitely worth checking out. And I would love to get into overall thoughts for you guys. So first, our pass or play, let's do that first.
This show is made for Sam Davidson. If Sam Davidson were to ever have any superpower, first and foremost, it would be teleportation. Second of all, love teen dramas. Love a, you know, beautiful female lead that's kind of an underdog and that's fierce. Ha! I'm so happy.
I'm hearing the words play coming out.
It's a play.
And how about you, Linda?
I loved it. I mean, for me, it's more the thriller, trying to figure it out, what's going on. You'll always have me in any type of show like that. Like, I need to know what's going on, and I need to figure it out immediately. And I do love the strong lead. I think that the girl that played Maddie is amazing, and she's killing it. And I also am really kind of impressed because YouTube Red / YouTube Premium now, their other shows were... But this one has me all the way. I'm a play for sure. Double play.
So it sounds like it's going to be a love fest for us, guys. I also double play for the show. And if you guys don't understand what our play means, basically, if we say play, that means we personally like it and we recommend for you guys to watch it, would be the other play or pass. So we don't always double play for shows, so this is a big deal. The show is actually
triple
very good.
Triple play
for Sam. Yeah.
Yes.
I wish Jeff was here. We would love to hear his thoughts.
I bet you Jeff doesn't like it.
I know. He always finds a way.
I hope Random. He doesn't like it.
That would
I
be
really
great.
Do.
Yeah.
But you guys gave me so many perfect things to kind of bounce off from there. So basically, let's start with the YouTube Premium Red idea. So basically, the idea, what they're trying to do is they're kind of trying to branch out of just doing preteen stuff. They're trying to reach the whole family, the parents, the older siblings. We saw that with the show we already reviewed, Cobra Kai. They're also charging extra now. It's going to go up from 10 to 12. Basically, I think their goal is to try to get people to take them more seriously. Do you think this show kind of helps with that?
I mean, for me, first of all, so I have YouTube Live right mm-hmm. now, and I don't know if I have this, the same subscription.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, okay, I will pay for it for a month so I can binge this in a day or two, maybe a week, which is less than I would pay for it on iTunes. So I like this show so much that I will pay more money mm. for it.
I like the show a lot. I'm still not convinced that there are enough shows for me to purchase and subscribe to YouTube Premium. But I do think that this show will help put them on the map because it really is that good. I went to the YouTube page, and this is just a side note. Their announcement of YouTube Premium, they could have done a little bit more work
yes.
on their verbiage.
We
it was terrible. If you're trying to pull me in and like you said, take you serious, then, you know, take your press releases serious.
Yeah.
Spell check.
Linda,
grammar
don't play
check.
With her spell check.
Really?
All right, guys.
It was terrible.
It was a little tough.
And was this just today?
This show?
No, the YouTube Premium thing, or then the last
sure.
week.
I didn't look at what the date was, but we were both looking at it together.
Yeah, I wouldn't say today.
Well, at first I thought I was like, damn, I should have told D it was YouTube Red.
Well, they need to figure out too, because we're still seeing a lot of YouTube Red logos. If you're going to do a rebranding, or maybe they're trying to make it subtle, I don't know. They should probably figure that out.
Right, because what are you branding? Are you branding Premium or are you branding Red?
Yeah.
What does Red mean?
Yeah, they should probably get away from Red.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go to the show that they apparently did really well on. Mm-hmm. Let's get a little bit into the cast and the background. So, of course, we have Madison Hassan, who plays Henry Cole, who's our main character. We have her stepsister, Sarah. I'm going to stay away from that last name. I have no idea how to say it. But she... apparently, this is kind of her big break. She played a recurring role on the show called Project MC Squared that premiered on Netflix. Other than that, not much else from her. Of course, Maddie played Billie Jean Jones' wife and widow in the biopic for Hank Williams. And then she also was in a show called The Finder on Fox, which only lasted one season. So kind of a big break for both of these guys. And then we got a whole list of other people, but Missy Powell is a big name. She's a familiar face. She plays as Henry's mom.
Yep.
And we've seen her in 50 First Dates, Gone Girl, Dodgeball, etc. How do you guys feel about the performances?
Well, just a shout out to Maddie Hassan or Hassan. I'm not sure how.
Hassan. Yeah.
So she was on this show that I loved called Twisted. I couldn't figure out where I was placing her, but she's grown up. The show Twisted actually was kind of good. It was a pretty twisted show. It was ABC Family back in the day, but she was fantastic. Mm-hmm. She was so, so good. And I thought everyone else was good. But she kind of overpowered them.
She shined.
For this? Yeah.
No pun intended.
You got two so far.
You're on a roll. I think she definitely is the breakout star of this. I do think that this cast, though, is very, very strong. And I found the performances really, really believable. Even that Clay Boone character, Tanner Stein.
Tanner Stein, yeah.
Yeah, I thought he did a phenomenal job.
Great role for him as well.
And an interesting tidbit for you guys, which I was really excited to find out today, is the guy that played Towns, who is the one in class that is kind of figuring out her powers. His name is Daniel Maslany, and he's Tatiana Maslany's from Orphan Black. That's her brother, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. Yeah, and it's another orphan black an orphan black actor was in this episode as well as the teacher. So nice. It must have been shot in Canada.
They're
I'm
sneaking
assuming.
Stuff. They got Keegan Michael Key was in there too, and apparently he's a main member. So
it's for sure shot in Vancouver because a couple of the cast, like the background, I know. Like I'm like, oh, I know you, and I know you. Definitely shot in Vancouver.
Yeah, so looking forward to see what they do the rest of the season. It's funny that you guys say Maddie was like so good. Apparently the executive producer Lauren LeFranc, when he got her he said that that was the only person that he wanted. Like he literally said that he retooled the show for her. Apparently her being a little bit more edgier and like kind of like a bad girl a little bit was kind of retooled from the book.
Well, it's really interesting to me because I read a few articles where it says breakout star or kind of newcomer, and she Twisted was only one season, and it was right on the brink of when ABC Family turned into Freeform, so I feel like some things were falling through the cracks, but it was a good murder mystery show, and she was the star.
Yeah.
It was her, but I guess nobody watched that show, so even the people writing in The Hollywood Reporter just never watched Twisted, which I understand, but it was good.
Yeah.
Did you guys pick up that the character that plays Towns, he was autistic, or supposed to be autistic, and that's part of his whole...
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah. I knew he was
online.
I read it online. So I find that... I can't wait to watch the next episodes and kind of see how he figures out her powers, because I think that he's going to help figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, there was... I was a little bit off-put when I saw that online, too. I thought, oh, he's just kind of a nerdy, neurotic, but... The first scene we meet him in is where he's freaking out that things are moving, but also he's just in tune with the fact that things are moving.
Yeah. He's really smart, obviously. Yeah, I think it's a really good point. I can't wait to see how they kind of represent him. So kind of moving on, any other members or cast members that you thought did really well, didn't do well?
There also Craig Arnold, who plays Lucas Boone, who's Clay's older brother.
Yeah.
He used to be on Degrassi and stuff. Again, another Canadian actor, but oh, he was good. I mean, listen, guys. I think that both of these brothers are so sexy. And they're terrible people, but they're sitting there. But yep. They're so hot.
The older brother was super hot, for sure.
They were definitely brothers.
Yeah.
They even snuck in a little bit. I mean, because it's a small town feel, so I don't think they had to do this. But the cop, I think I wrote her name down.
And I think she's going to be a big part of the series.
And
the cop
plays a major role. She was African-American woman in a lead role. I think she was the deputy, actually. So that was cool, because I don't think they needed to do that.
She plays that deputy in a lot of shows. Like,
does she?
Yeah. I can't think. It was like Blue something, but it was another show that recently
was it
got
a Canadian
canceled.
Show?
Mm-hmm. Cop show.
She I love Canadian shows.
Me too. The Canadians and the Brits.
So other than performances, what pulled you into it? Because we've said, oh, this show's really good, but why? Like for our fans, like what about this show kind of stood out?
For me, it's like I said earlier, I'm not sure exactly what it is, so I'm trying to figure it out. And I wasn't familiar with Jumper, the movie. I hadn't seen it. So I was like, okay, so I'm seeing people laying in the snow and then this random girl, listening to headphones. Like, what's happening? Why are you laying in the snow? Like, what's really going on here? And my first instinct, when I was watching the first, 5 minutes... You know the red that she has in her hair?
Yeah.
I thought it was blood and no one was paying attention
Nobody was
to
saying it.
I was like...
Like that she was just bleeding from the head?
Well, no. It was just a little piece. It looked like it was like the aftermath of she had done something. So that was making me think, oh, okay. What did she do? And what am I going to find out? And then I realized that she was just being a teenager.
Just, you know, spray painting buildings.
Yeah.
Well... It's interesting you brought up the scenes that were at the beginning of the teletransporting, is what we're assuming. It's these different characters that are everywhere. It confused me, and I go, oh, God. I liked Krypton, guys. Okay, I did when we discussed it. I liked Krypton, but I'm like, okay, this is going to be like a history book. Here we go. This is going to be a long kind of slow battle, but then they cut to our young teenage heroine, and it was okay, but so random.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. It's like a twofold. It's a little bit for everyone because I love shows like that. I love the little, like, give you something here, give you a new question. That seemed like that was the beginning and the end, like you said. And then the middle was, like, its own, like, thing. Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch Heroes?
No.
Yeah. I did. Well, first season, the good season.
Yeah. I mean, this to me was, okay, so Hayden Panettiere's character in the show, I think her name was Claire. Mm-hmm. She was my favorite character. And that, this character in this show, it just felt like this was Claire's spinoff. If her superpower was teletransportation.
Huh.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
Because this girl is more of an outcast. But yeah.
I've been reading, they are liking it to part Fargo, part 13 Reasons Why. And then I threw in part Black Lightning because that finding the superpower, not really knowing how to harness it.
Mm.
So I was like, okay.
Now, it's interesting that you bring up CW because Sam had a hot take before we started, and I feel like we have to discuss this. You said that this show gave you CW vibes.
Of course. Really? And I'm so surprised that you guys didn't get them. I am a big CW fan and supporter even when I'm embarrassed to be one. And it definitely had... There was a show on the CW a while ago called The Secret Circle, and it had a blonde female lead who is almost identical to this female lead, and it was about a witch coming into her powers, and it was just like a very, this is done better. It doesn't have the CW cheesiness as much, and I think it is able to attract more of a male audience than...
Linda's perching her lips. What do you have a response?
She usually means nothing by it.
This time I don't see it as a CW show. Yes, it's like young adult, but I think it's going to attract a completely different type of crowd. For CW, I think like happy, boppy.
It's not happy.
You know what I mean? Like I don't get dark and like...
It's because you guys judge the CW and don't watch it enough like I do.
I definitely judge the CW. It's interesting because I don't think you're wrong, but it's just I didn't even think about that. But now that you kind of explain it, I'm like, okay, I can see some of these things. But you also don't mean CW in a bad way. Like you don't mean it's a bad thing.
No,
yeah. No.
But
so if I said that, it'd be a bad thing.
It's also kind of a thing that saying it's a CW show puts like boundaries on it and puts borders on it. Mm-hmm. But Heroes was on Fox back in the day.
True.
And I do think that this is it's a bigger show than just this girl in her life.
I agree with Heroes' comparison 100%. Actually, we have our live chat kind of popping, so shout out to you guys if you guys have any questions. And see, we have Star Drew, Laura Elma in there.
I can't really see it. What are they saying?
They're just, it's a really good show.
Okay, perfect.
Somebody said, I see Quicksilver in there. But if you guys have any questions or any thoughts, please share it with us for sure.
Oh, that's interesting. Lara says she has YouTube Red. It includes Google Music Play and has no YouTube commercials.
So there's a positive.
Yeah.
They got some work to do, but this is a good start for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is. The background of the show, are we going to talk about that
yes,
at all?
Yes, I'm so glad you brought that up. Would you like to talk about the background?
Well, it's really interesting to me because I am a big fan of young adult novels. 30, by the way. Sam, stop announcing your age live on the air. Okay. This was a book series. Again, there was the movie Jumper. It was in 2008. It starred Rachel Bilson, Hayden Christensen. It's how they met. And they had a love affair. I don't think they're together anymore. Pretty sure they're not. But this show is based off of this. It's a 4 or 5 book series. Mm-hmm. And Jumper was based off of those books. Mm-hmm. This is also supposedly based off of those books because it's called Impulse, which is the name of one of the books.
Right.
But none of the characters are the same. The only thing, apparently, that is the same is the world of teleportation. Mm-hmm. And I think perhaps it's just showing a different story in that world.
Yeah.
Again, kind of similar to Heroes, like people that have these powers, they're just showing a different facet of another person that has these powers as opposed to the people that you guys know or read in the books and in the original movie.
Yeah.
I didn't know. See, I got a lot of Jumper vibes from it. And the Jumper, I think, did pretty well when it came out. I was surprised that the show didn't get, like, a sequel. So maybe they're just trying to loosely get a little bit of the buzz from that.
Oh, well, so, actually, the director and executive producer of Jumper, mm-hmm. whose name is, hold on.
I might have it up here for you.
Have it.
Directed by Doug Liman, Simon Kingberg?
Doug Liman.
Doug Liman, okay.
So Doug Liman executive produced and directed Jumper. Mm-hmm. They wanted to make a sequel of Jumper. Instead, he took this opportunity as his kind of comeback.
Branching out.
He thought, in some ways, I read in a lot of articles, he didn't do Jumper as the way he wanted to. Mm. And he liked the idea of it being on TV. Mm. But he just chose to not even do a sequel as far as the characters, but just another story. Yeah.
I like it. I like that idea.
For a lot of people, this TV show will be fresh, too, and new. It's literally been 8 years.
Yeah.
And I mean, the books have been around. I think the first one came out in the 90s.
Yeah. So it's definitely a large opportunity. I can't wait to see what they do with the rest of the season. Did you guys have any other things that stood out to you from the show?
Let's see. I'm sure I did.
Linda. While you think about that, I also think we could go to getting into what we think is going to happen going forward, our predictions as well.
Do you think that,
some things to think about.
Do you think that there are going to be other people that have powers or just her?
Certainly.
Well, let's talk about the character that we see, you know, which is at the beginning. Are we thinking it's her father?
Has to be, right? Like the beginning and the end, like those two things that happen?
Yeah.
Her father?
Someone who knows her father. Because we've gotten a little, I mean, obviously, guys, we're getting into spoiler territory. I think we've already spoiled it anyway. But there's the little detail we've gotten about her father where the mom says he left and came whenever he wanted. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was like, okay, well, he obviously has powers now.
Well, and maybe he can't control when he comes and
right.
goes.
Right, right. So,
and I mean, big star there.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge star power.
So, I mean, that has to be connected. I'm surprised that you were confused by the beginning and the ending, though. I feel like
I was a little confused by it, too.
Really?
Yeah, because I was, like, the guy that got in the shower. Mm-hmm. That I was like, who is
like,
he?
Why are we seeing this?
Yeah, like, what does that have to do with anything? And then the couple, anyways.
Yeah, at the end, he's like, everything's going to be okay or something like that.
I read an article that kind of cleared that I think essentially it's just showing the span of different people that have
the powers. So maybe here it'll break, these stories aren't connected type thing? That would be disappointing.
No, I think they're definitely connected. I think we're focusing on her story first and foremost, but we're being shown other stories of people that are like her because they will connect at some point to help her.
But not in this small town though, right?
I mean, somewhere, at some point.
Yeah, it didn't look like, the last people didn't look like they were in a small town.
No, they didn't. They looked like big city.
Well, it makes me want to rewatch Heroes all over again because they were all, they were all in different parts all over the world. And Heroes, and that, I guess, is my only kind of gripe about this show is that it's so similar to me. Mm. And they would be like, Hong Kong, Australia, Los Angeles, and here are people with all these different powers.
I mean, we're going to learn from Heroes' mistakes. Well, we also saw that there was a lot of people that died on that ice.
On the ice.
Yeah. So that's important.
And could possibly be in the future.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm also just curious because literally, I don't know, maybe just because he's a big name, but Keegan was like, says he's a main member and it looked like we wouldn't see him anymore based on that one scene.
But that could be in the future.
Sure. Exactly. So.
Well, it almost too reminded, you know, the show The Crossing that we reviewed a couple months ago? Mm-hmm. In a way, it reminded me of that with the bodies.
That's a good point. Yeah. I forgot about that show. That show was good.
I know. I watched a few more, but... I'll binge it at one point. like we all
I'm
will.
Watching it right now.
Are you?
You are?
Yeah. It's consistent.
It is, so it's good. I need to finish Counterpart.
It's consistent, for sure.
Well, yeah. Do you guys have any other things to add?
Just that it's really good, and I am surprised that YouTube Premium got this premium content.
Seriously.
Yeah, I agree.
You're all over it.
I know, that's three. You're on it today.
I didn't even mean to do that one.
I'd be interested to know what our fans think of it.
Are and do you want an after show for it?
Right.
Yes, guys. If you guys do want an after show for it, if you were intrigued by it, I'm curious to see how the numbers do. Mm-hmm. Share that with us because we're here for you guys. So if you guys want an after show, we'll provide you one.
Absolutely.
Well, so since there's nothing else to add, I think we pretty much dissected the whole
Jeff,
first
is that
episode.
You? Sorry. Sorry.
I know, that's definitely a Jeff line. Would you guys give me your scale out of 1 to 10? Is that
five?
One to five?
Five.
Okay. Out of 1 to 5, No Jeff here, so we won't get any crazy numbers, I guess.
He's going to say 2.9.
I'm going to give it a 4.6. We love you, Jeff. Linda, go first.
Out of 5, I'm going to do 4.2.
Okay.
4.6.
4.6. Wow. What's my number? I'm going to go 4.5.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it's really good. Mm-hmm. I promise you guys, we do not like a lot of shows. So.
Yeah, we rarely like the same shows.
Mayor.
And we never agree. almost forgot to mention The Mayor somehow. The Mayor, Alone Together. There's another show that we always
mention. No, Jeff loved that show.
I know. I don't know why. Again, we love you, Jeff. Oh, man. So, well, I think that's it for us.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you for checking out the show. Before we sign out, I want Linda and Sam to tell you where you can find them on social media.
Guys, you can find me all over social media. Linda's so girly. If you have a show that you want us to review, a new pilot that's come out, shoot me at, and I'll check it out. I'll bring it to you guys' attention.
You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram, and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. You'll be able to find me the next couple days, probably binging this show. So please tweet at me your thoughts, and let's talk about it, because I don't know if I'm going to have a lot of other friends.
Well, I hope we answered the question for you guys on if you should watch it. Let us know your thoughts. Comment below on the YouTube video. Leave us ratings. Tell us what you want to know, what you want us to cover next week. We're here for you guys. I'm D'Angelo. You can hit me up on Twitter at D'AngeloTV or on Instagram at D'Angelo. I think that's it for us.
We'll
see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.